This past week, we had Senate Republicans in New Jersey urge the Senate President, Democrat Stephen Sweeney, to put together an investigative committee to probe nursing home deaths and the response to the coronavirus by the Murphy administration here in New Jersey. And at the same time, by the way, over the board in New York State, Democrats in the New York Senate are looking to issue a subpoena of the Cuomo administration for an investigation of the policies that mirrored the Murphy administration, which, as we sadly know, led to thousands of nursing home deaths. Let's go back to New Jersey, which, like I said, there was a call for Senate President Sweeney to put together a bipartisan committee with subpoena powers to check out all the failures that led to thousands of nursing home deaths in New Jersey, well, and many other aspects of the way that the Murphy administration responded to the coronavirus. If we look at history, Senate President initially indicated that a committee would be created. We've yet to see one, since the Democrats are the majority of the Senate. Would be upon them to launch the effort. All we've seen so far is a grand total of one press release, and that was about 8 months ago. An excerpt or two from the letter that the Senate Republicans sent to the Senate President. Our caucus has written to you a number of times to express the critical importance of this effort. For reference, our prior correspondence can be found on our website, GOP website, at the following links. And when did the Republican caucus make this request of the Democratic Senate President? May 13th in 2020. May 20th in 2020. May 29th in 2020. June 2nd of 2020. And July 21st of 2020. Going back to the letter, to date, nearly 8,000 residents and staff of our nursing homes and veterans' homes have died, with the loss of life still rising at a tragic rate. In fact, deaths in our nursing homes tripled in December of 2020 from the prior month as the Murphy administration bungled paperwork, delaying the start of the vaccination process in these facilities. Letter continues, despite the consequences of Governor Murphy's policy requiring long-term care facilities to accept COVID-positive patients, which led to thousands of unnecessary deaths in the initial months of the pandemic, we have heard repeated concerns from constituents that infected patients continue to be admitted into the long-term care facilities where their parents and loved ones reside. Additionally, the administration continues to deny both the media and legislators access to documents and emails that would help us to understand how some of the tragic decisions were made or why they have been allowed to persist. We again urge you to allow the formation of a bipartisan select committee with subpoena powers to help us to uncover the truth and develop and implement life-saving reforms. I mentioned, too, that in New York State, it's the Democrats who are putting the arm lock on the Andrew Cuomo administration. This as the New York Attorney General released reports this past, I think it was Thursday, which revealed that New York State undercounted the deaths of senior citizens from the coronavirus. How much? By 50%. No, not 50%. And who does New York Governor and the person the Democrats say is the example of leadership when it comes to COVID-19, Andrew Cuomo say, in response to this report? It's everyone else's fault. People who are supposed to count, the senior facilities for allowing the virus to spread, the officials who didn't understand when someone should have been included in the count, and it goes on from there. But what's missing from that response to the report? The admission by Cuomo that it was his policy to kick seniors out of hospitals and ship them to long-term care facilities, even if they had the coronavirus, thus launching the deadly spread of the virus in those facilities.